Good morning, everybody. Well, it's been a long, dusty road, and it's not over yet. I heard it said this morning that nothing is perfect. I think that's another way of saying life is suffering, right? It's one of the things that brings us to the Buddha way, to the understanding that things are neither permanent or impermanent, perfect or imperfect. And so the solution to this impermanence, this imperfection, is what is referred to in the Lotus Sutra and other places as suchness or joy. So Dan and I were at the beach yesterday. Sun was rising from the southeast, and we're facing the west into the Gulf. As we're diving into our meditation, we're also diving into the experience of suchness, because it's neither perfect nor imperfect. The birds are dancing at our feet. The waves are splashing in the distance. And when I go back to my first experience here in Sarasota 30 years ago or more, and I lived on Siesta Key, I used to walk the beach every day. And at that time in my life, that was before I started to meditate, and I was just starting to get into some spiritual practice, and my life was filled with a lot of imperfection. There was a lot of self-doubt, seeing my own imperfection, having imperfection in my experience with my relationships. There was a lot of loneliness and sadness, confusion, lots of ways that I could express imperfection. But on those walks on the beach, even though I didn't know it at the time, it was like Kuan Yin speaking to me as each wave gently crashed in that white sand. Kuan Yin's just letting go compassionately of that suffering, constantly bringing me back into this present moment. In my walking was seeing my own view as an illusion. And I used to experience a lot of joy walking on the beach. So fast forward, Dan and I sitting on the beach. After we sit, we often will say to each other, why doesn't anybody else show up? This is so amazing. Why don't they show up? All kinds of reasons. So it's a long, dusty road, and being able to have a practice and sit and enter a state of neither this nor that, not it's all right or it's all wrong, not it's all perfect or it's all imperfect, but seeing suchness, just this, this is the moment. And in this moment, it's the energy of being present and alive. This suchness is Buddha nature. We love our pain. We like to hold on to our sorrow. It's an identification. It's something you can hold on to and say it's mine. But healing takes place in suchness. Healing takes place in not clinging to that pain and holding on to it. So we have to keep coming back to suchness, where healing takes place. It's also the place of joy and energy, where now you can approach those things that are so imperfect in your life with new understanding, new compassion. In the Lotus Sutra, there's a story about a father who has a son, and his son is estranged from him and hasn't seen him for many years. And his son is off totally impoverished, low self-esteem, having no idea that he has this inheritance, this great wealth. So the father sends out these servants, whatever, to go find his son. And they find him, and the son thinks, oh my God, I'm in trouble. What have I done? for dragging me off to jail. I deserve it. I'm imperfect. The father sees this happening from a distance and says, let him be. So the son goes on and he struggles through things. After a while, the father dresses himself up as a fellow derelict and goes and hangs out with his son at this roadside tavern edge where he is drowning his sorrows. And he says to him, I know where you can find a really good job that pays twice as much as any other job. You should go check it out. So the father slowly brings the son into his life by introducing him to how it can be better. It can be better. It can be better. And the son slowly gains self-esteem and starts to recognize his own self-worth and begins to build on this until eventually the son inherits all this wealth that his father has given him. The father, of course, is our Buddha nature. And it's expedient means. It's the way the Buddha taught. He's not going to dump it all in your lap because you're going to run away scared to death. He's not going to give you all the truth and reality of life. He's going to let you keep dreaming and slowly bring you into recognizing that it's a dream and that there's much more there. That we're all a Buddha already. We just don't know it. Something is going on here. It's not graspable, yet it's so real that you can't deny it. And it grows over time, like that son who recognized his inheritance. Each of us over time recognizes our inheritance. And it's way beyond our experience of just being present in this world temporarily, right now, life and death, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. It's much more than that. It's suchness. So Sangha, so coming together like this is such an important aspect of our practice. We couldn't really have our practice without it. And coming together and a kind and compassionate and loving understanding that we're all in this together is so important to each of our individual well-being. I'm happy to see you all this morning and thank you for coming. Hope you have a wonderful day.